Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
You by Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street. If you haven't been to Urban Obsession before, they are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions.
It's where Jackie and I both get our hair did, so make sure you go there. Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street, and tell them that we sent you there.
Hello, and welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Don't mind my voice. I sound like a man.
I'm just laughing because
Kelsey's a bitch.
This week, you gave me a countdown. 2 weeks ago, you just started, and I was already talking.
Because you made such a fit about it, I had no choice.
She gave us a countdown because there is a guest in the studio. If it was just me, there would have been no countdown.
We have the one and only Nikki.
Hey!
That was so... Is this your first radio show?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Are you excited? I was. Now I feel weirdly nervous because everyone's staring at me. We're just having a conversation with microphones.
Pretend I'm not recording every word you say.
Okay. Nikki works with us at the radio station. She works in sales, and she is one of both of our good friends. So we thought we would have her on to talk about this week's topic. But before we get to this week's topic, Nikki's initiation into the Gray and Green Show. We both had to do this.
Yeah, we
now
did.
Now it's your turn to do this, Nikki.
Oh,
in order to be on the show, you have to tell us your most embarrassing moment.
Of all time.
All time.
Like the kind that makes you cry in bed at night.
Mine was that I pooped my pants. So, yeah.
All right. I went to a comedy show during Laugh Fest.
Recently.
2 years ago.
Okay.
So still pretty recent, still was 28 years old, and decided to take my pants down in the bathroom of the pyramid scheme after throwing up everywhere and went to sleep on the bathroom floor.
With no pants on?
My lacy green underwear were hanging out, and my now fiance's mom found me.
His mom!
Oh my god!
Because it was a comedy show during Laugh Fest. There was a ton of people there. I went to sleep with like
mom, though, with you.
She didn't plan it. She just wanted to use the bathroom like every other normal human. And
you were
there
just
I was.
Drunk and you wanted to go to sleep.
What'd she do when she found you?
Oh, went and got a bouncer.
She didn't help you? She went and got a bouncer?
I'm pretty sure it was like dead weight. She got a bouncer and they picked me up and.
What if your fiance?
Where'd they put you?
They took me home. They put me in an Uber, and one of my friends took me home.
What did your fiance say?
He didn't know what happened to me, and apparently, like, he was equally as drunk, and he's on stage and said the same joke twice. Okay, in my defense, this is the...
Back up. So her fiance is a local stand-up comedian. He was part of Laugh Fest. He was doing stand-up, and you were technically there to watch him?
Yes.
But instead, you were sleeping with no pants on in the bathroom?
Correct.
And then he was so drunk, he told the same joke twice in one routine?
How embarrassing. Yes, you guys are a mess.
It was the dirty show during Laugh Fest, so it is midnight. And
yeah, it starts at midnight.
When he said it the second time, did everyone go...
Yeah,
we heard this,
I think
bro.
He just like ended the show. I don't know. I mean, I was sleeping on the bathroom floor. I have no idea what happened.
How embarrassed!
Is his mom like now like uncomfortable with you? Is she like, "Hi, Nikki, don't drink too much."
Do you have an alcohol problem, honey?
No. I mean, sometimes she looks at me a little strange if I'm on like my fifth glass of rosé.
But other than that,
we're good friends, you know.
That's a good embarrassing.
That was a good
moment.
One. I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some people don't give us good ones.
No, both of ours are pretty good, too, yeah. I think. We all have very good embarrassing moments.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone has a good embarrassing moment. They're just always willing
to
share.
Yeah, whether they're going to tell it or not.
Exactly.
So, Nikki is getting married soon.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Her wedding is going to be so much fun. Jackie is my date.
I know. I get to go because I'm Kelsey's date, and we're going to dress up fancy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be so fancy.
Is this a fancy wedding?
It's a question we had. Did you guys get dresses yet?
Yes.
No, actually, I tried on a bunch yesterday, and I was sending Jackie pictures from the dressing room.
And her dresses she picked were gorgeous, but she doesn't like them.
I didn't pick either of them. I wasn't in love with them, and they were both too much money to spend if I didn't love them.
Too much money for my wedding?
Well, when you put it like that.
Wait,
she was ready for my wedding.
Okay.
Question. How fancy are we talking?
Yeah, I need to know. Well, it is at a country club, so that's a little fancy, some people think. I'm not a country
club member.
Backing up
real quick, this is just random. I don't understand country club. Like, I get that they're fancy, but why are they called country clubs?
It's out in the country.
Fancy.
I don't know, because this is not in the country at all.
Yeah. It's like,
and I'm not
like
a member
Rockford?
Of this fancy country club. I just absolutely loved the location.
Okay.
So
beautiful.
But it's an Indian wedding, partially Indian wedding, and they go all out. So
they go crazy.
I'm really just scared. I have this like recurring nightmare that Jackie and I are going to show up in like floor length ball gowns and everyone's going to be wearing jeans or vice versa.
I'm not going to wear a floor length ball gown or jeans.
We don't even know what to say to that.
Like, I'm going to wear like a nice cocktail dress.
No, yes. I know. I'm just saying, like, you never know until you get there, really.
Well, Indian people love bright colors and a lot of jewelry.
Okay. Teal is a good color.
Yeah.
Mine's teal and teal, like green and blue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm pumped.
Bright color, lots of jewelry. I can do this.
Or, I mean, a great little black dress is fine as well.
Okay.
They like makeup too, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get ready together and do our makeup, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so exciting. So this is coming up really shortly in a couple weeks. So we decided for this week's topic, we talk about weddings because I'm approaching my fourth anniversary. It's not been that long.
Well, you were also telling me a story about your wedding. And I was like, I wonder if
I can't tell that story.
Can agree.
I can't tell the story.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I wonder if like what Nikki is going to tell when her wedding was 4 years ago. So I thought that it would be fun to have you guys on and you could talk about some of the things like either you wish you hadn't done or had done that Nikki has planned. And just I think it would be cool.
Okay. Well, what do you wish you had done but didn't do?
Photo booth.
She has one.
Everyone does it. Anyone who's cool does a photo booth, and I didn't do one.
Yeah. You just didn't think about it?
No, or? I thought about it, but we spent too much money on other stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we didn't end up getting it.
But you regret it.
I regret not having it, because now I don't have any of the cool photos from it. And
yeah. I think one thing so far I already regret is we did not do a videographer, because they're so expensive. And I do have an uncle who is really great at home movies.
Whatever.
No, it was, I mean, they're like $3,000. And
right.
There was, and I mean, I love all videographer work, but.
Videographer.
Whatever it is.
But whatever it is.
I really, really, really just want the ceremony because the bride doesn't get to see anything. They don't get to see anyone walk down the aisle. Like, I want to see what I look like walking down the aisle
and screw everyone else
and all the bridesmaids. So just my dad.
I didn't do
me
a videographer either. And I regretted it. And I still regret it.
I feel like I didn't even think about that because you think of photographer, but then I don't even.
Now,
like,
did you
I think
use,
it's a new thing. Like, it's lately a new trend.
Right. And I think it's gotten big because videos now, they do them in these short, like, 3-minute Facebook style videos, and they're awesome. And I'm like, I want that.
But you pay $3,000 for that?
I don't
know. Yeah. The cheapest I found was like $1,500.
That's too much.
Photography is expensive too, though.
It is.
Now, there's another regret I have, and I don't say regret because I like my portraits, and the guy who did them, love him. He's a good friend.
Uh-huh.
But he'd only done one wedding ever, and it was like a 100-person wedding. I had a 300-person wedding, not in the same state he even lives in. He lives in Ohio. So I just thought, he's a photographer, he's really good, his portraits are fantastic, this is great, and didn't think twice. I should have used someone who's a wedding photographer, because we didn't get a lot of the classic wedding photos. I think I have one photo of just me in my dress.
Oh.
And it's not even in color.
Oh.
So I don't have any photos of just me in my dress.
Okay. I found my girl on Wedding Wire, and she's only done like two weddings as well, but she's fantastic. We used her for our engagement photos.
Which are awesome.
And I love her.
Is she bringing an assistant?
She is. She's
okay.
A two-shooter. That was one thing. I'm like, we need two.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. And I said, are you bringing an assistant? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay. But then when we got down to it, I was like, oh, we should have had an assistant.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what else did you not have at your wedding that you wish you had?
What didn't I have that I wish I had?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Video is the number one thing.
You can do opposite if you want. What did you have?
I wish that I would have had like late night snacks, because I've been seeing really cute late night snacks lately at weddings. My girlfriend did a Coney Island bar and had Coney dogs and popcorn.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
And it was so good. It was like the cute. And mac and cheese.
Oh, wow.
And it was
like really extravagant for a late night snack.
Yeah, she's fancy. She's my fanciest friend. She's the one whose wedding I was in had like 10 bridesmaids.
Goals is to be someone's fanciest friend. Hello? That's awesome.
Yeah. And my thing was, I thought we were like very close. I thought I was your top three friend. You have 10 other of me. You have 10 bridesmaids.
How far down were you in the line?
Was that the one you went to Vegas for?
One friend, me.
Oh, so you're still top three.
I was top three.
Is that the one you went to Vegas for?
Yes.
Okay.
Girl be fancy.
What do you have late night snacks at your wedding?
We have a popcorn bar from Grand Rapids Popcorn, and we got to choose four flavors, and then there's gonna be like shakers and nuts and everything you want that you can put inside of you inside a bag. You can.
Oh my God, what kind of wedding is this?
I'm so excited now.
We did Grand Rapids Popcorn for our favors, like to leave that you leave on the each plate or whatever or setting. So we did custom bags of like candied popcorn with like custom labels on it.
I love it. That's cute.
Super cute.
But no, on the full length late night snack, but we have so much food. We're doing food stations.
Okay.
And we have really heavy food, so we're doing a nacho bar.
What?
Yeah. Adam eats nachos like at least four times a week.
No,
I swear.
Do you say, Adam, you've had enough?
I mean, there's just no stopping him.
I've only met him like two times. Is he funny when he's not on stage?
I mean, he thinks so, but not.
What's it like?
Most of the time.
Like, if you're just watching TV, is he funny?
Isn't Adam the type of guy where he just says something and he's not trying super hard to be funny, but it's funny?
Yes.
Yeah.
How funny?
Like,
I'm going to laugh out, like, being in the room with him, I'm just going to be grinning the whole time because he's so funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Wait, Kelsey, what are you doing?
There was someone standing at the window, just like we bitched about last week on the podcast.
That is so annoying. Who was it? Say their name. Call them out.
They're not going to listen to the podcast anyways.
It was our boss.
Jeff? Stop it, Jeff! Okay.
It's really distracting.
It is. Now imagine being on air.
Right.
Sometimes I'm not doing a podcast that no one cares about. Sometimes I'm doing a radio show.
We went off about this for like 10 minutes last week because people kept walking by and stopping.
It's like I'm in a zoo. And I love, you'll appreciate this because you're in sales. When people bring their clients up and then they stop right there and I'm like, where do I look? Where directly across from me is a window. And people will stand there and they don't realize, like, I'm either on the radio or even better if I'm not on the radio because I'm like, what do I do with my hands?
Do I hold them up?
I'm talking.
Blah, 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 blah. Watermelon, 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 watermelon. I just move my mouth. It's awkward.
It is weird. I mean,
do you think dating a guy who's a stand-up comic is like dating a guy who's in a band? Because Jim's in a band, so I experience a lot of having to go around for shows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're not. I mean, Adam's, it goes in spurts. Sometimes he's gone all the time. But sometimes I don't hate it at the same time. Like, I kind of miss it. I mean, I do miss
so
when he's gone.
So you're saying you like when he's gone.
Sometimes I enjoy it. I like my time to myself.
Me too.
And I like to miss someone else. I like when he comes home.
When you go see him perform, do you ever, like, you're like, I've heard this like 50 times. It's not funny anymore.
Yes.
Are there ever, you go the whole show without laughing?
I mean, I think I do like a slight chuckle.
Is it awkward when he's up there? Because you're like, no one's laughing.
And at first, I mean, the first time my dad saw him, he did a joke about Adam and I breaking the sink. And
so because you are slow boating?
What did you just say?
What?
I asked if they were slow boating.
What the hell is slow boating?
The horizontal hustle.
Okay, why are we referring to it as that?
I didn't want to say
What's slow boating? What is slow boating?
Never heard
having
that.
Sex!
But why is it called slow
it's
boating?
It's just a term for it.
No, it is
I've
not.
Never heard this term.
I've never heard that in my
life.
Well,
I have.
Who made it up?
I don't know.
Where have you heard the term before?
Stop ganging up on me!
I want to know who made this term. Slow boating. Okay, you were slow boating and you broke a sink?
Yes. That's like a legit thing that happened, and the water was like spraying out of the...
You're like some television show or movie.
Yeah. You have a few embarrassing movies or movies. Have a few. So basically, your dad heard that whole story.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
He just stared at me. My stepmom was sitting next to me, and she was just dying laughing. She's like, that's great. I feel like I wouldn't have sat next to them.
Wait. He made eye contact and made it weird.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of like, whatever. But I don't think that... I mean, I didn't know Adam would say that joke in front of my dad.
Did he know your dad was there?
Yeah.
Did you yell at him?
Yeah, I'm like, you could have used that one a different time. He's like, I don't know. I just felt like it just flew out. I'm sorry. I didn't really plan it out. I'm like...
You don't plan up your routines?
That's so awkward.
Yeah. I'm so uncomfortable. I'm like sweating thinking about it.
So there's this tradition that we're doing that's an Indian tradition that we're doing as part of our wedding, and it's pretty quick, but basically you take these floral garlands. I'm sure you've seen them if you've seen Indian wedding photos.
Yes.
And you put them on your fiance, and that's like the first time you're greeting them for the first time, and basically like, you're supposed to be a virgin. So it's basically like, so my dad was like, well, I'll give you the garland, even though it doesn't really apply for you.
What?
I think he's taking it back to the sink comment.
He's like, I guess I'll give you the garland, only because I don't want my family to know.
That's so awkward. I mean, he kind of laughed about it. We've also lived together for the last few years, so.
Right, so it's not like he's...
still awkward from your dad, you know?
Didn't he propose at a show, too?
Yeah.
In the middle of it.
Yep.
Were you surprised?
Yes.
Wait, tell me how that went down.
We went to Saginaw, which is where I'm from, and I kind of had maybe some sort of, like, idea, because we had talked about, we looked at rings, but it was, like, 6 months before that, so I was like, all right, this is never going to happen.
Right.
And then all of my friends and my family, though, were going to be at this show, because he was in Saginaw, and a lot of people don't get to see him. My stepmom's dad was sick, so he was down in Ann Arbor, so my dad couldn't go, which was fine, but Adam waited till the last minute to ask him for my hand in marriage, so he called him and was like, I'm sorry, I thought you were going to be here, and on our way there, he was like freaking out. He's like, I just don't understand why your dad isn't there anymore, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why do you care?
Why do you care my dad's
there? He was annoying the out of me. I was like, I can't handle him right now.
I can take him.
I'm done with him. Well, we get there and he's acting super weird at dinner. We all go to dinner with a bunch of my friends. He keeps going outside, and I guess he was on the phone with my dad. Like, hey, I'm sorry that I didn't get to ask you this face to face, but like we had plans with you and you're gone. And
yeah.
So then we get to the show and he has these shirts that say, go f*** yourself on them. They're like a plane banner. And he has this joke, like, I'm not going to do it any justice, but he has this joke where he talks about how stupid plane banners are and how...
Plane banners?
You know, like a plane that... He's like, why would anyone, like, spend all this money on a plane banner if it's specifically for one person when they could just have a plane banner that says, go f*** yourself? So it's... Clearly, I set it up completely terrible, but it's good.
It's really funny when Nicky tells it.
Yeah. Good job. He's going to be proud. But then we have this shirt in the end of the show, and then all of a sudden he like busted out a different shirt that looks exactly the same as the plain banner one, but it says, will you marry me on it?
And what'd you say?
I awkwardly shook my head like 100 times, like panicking. And then, yeah. But I finally said, yeah.
That's so cute.
That is the darlingest story. So I have another wedding. We're talking weddings here. How long is an Indian wedding ceremony?
Yeah. Oh, good question. Traditionally, they're like 3 hours.
Go!
But ours is only 30 minutes.
Okay.
Because we're only doing like 2 minutes of an Indian version.
We might have to have some champagne before we make our way in.
Hold on. Who would go 3 hours?
Oh, my God. They're really long.
Maybe not that long. Maybe like two hours.
Yeah, I've been. All of my cousins had traditional Indian weddings, and they were so long.
Are they mad that you're not doing it?
No, because the way they're not, they actually end up not being that bad because Indian weddings are like 3 days long, also. So they do like something on Thursday, then they do something on Friday, and then they do something on Saturday. Weird. So you're not like, you're okay with it, really, because you don't have, you're not like antsy to get on the dance floor and get a cocktail because you just did something the day before. Yeah. So it's, they're, I don't know. I mean, they're extravagant. Most Indian weddings have, you know, the groom coming in on a elephant or a horse.
I wish Adam was coming in. Why so bad?
Is that the one thing you're doing that's Indian?
Please, God, please. Let it be.
My dad goes, well, you can get him a horse. We can't find him an elephant.
I would have taken the horse. Yeah.
He doesn't need the damn horse.
Are you gonna wear like Indian like cool like clothes?
I'm not.
So all my saris?
Yeah, all my bridesmaids are wearing Indian outfits.
Oh, they are. So pretty. So they're not wearing gowns?
No. They're wearing Indian outfits. And
do
then
they like them?
They're really pretty. Yeah, they do like them. I think they're all a little bit nervous about them.
Because they've never worn one?
Yeah, and they got made in India, so they had to give us their measurements and send them over. And, I mean, nobody likes to wear something that you've never tried on.
Right.
What color are they?
They're like a blushy, champagne-y, gold, pink.
That sounds so cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really pretty. But I'm wearing a traditional wedding dress.
Were they like, wait, back up. We're not the Indian ones. You are.
I think they all actually really liked it. They're like, I think this it's is cool super idea. Cool. Like, I think in photos, it's going to look really cool.
Oh, yeah. It's going to look sweet.
So.
Do you think there's any bridesmaids that you will regret having?
No. I already had that situation with one girl who was in my wedding, and then homegirl had to go.
What?
So,
wait, you had to kick someone out?
Kind of, but it was kind of a mutual thing. And then I regret even asking her, because the person that I replaced her with, I should have just asked
her.
Yeah, I should have just asked in the first place.
Kelsey always tries to mouth it to me, and I can't see her mouth.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
So I think that's one thing I regret. I mean, she doesn't care at all. I don't think she
doesn't care that she was the second choice.
Yeah, I think she knows. I mean, I explained it to her, like, you know, I'm really sorry, like, I don't know. I should have asked you in the first place.
When you kicked this person out, like, how awkward was that?
It was mutual. I mean, she got knocked up, which is totally fine. I would not care if you were pregnant in my wedding, but she lives in Florida. She's got a really crappy situation going on right now, so she just financially wasn't going to be able to do it all.
But she was going to come
from Florida. Did she quit, or did you?
It was just like a mutual,
first?
It's done.
Yeah, whoever brought it up first is the one that kicked her.
Well, she brought it up to tell me she was pregnant because her measurements were different for the dress that we got made.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like, Kelsey, why are we wearing dresses if we could wear cool saris? Is that offensive if we show up in saris?
No.
I don't know where to get
Where do ones. We get saris?
We should have had your family make us ones when they made the bridesmaids' dresses.
So,
but in a different color. Different color.
Like, I have a couple guests out there that are also in the same outfit. We just really wish we were standing up next to her.
The photographer is going to be like, wait, we forgot a few.
We really like the bride.
I have really bad congestion right now, and laughing is not helping. I can barely talk. Okay, wait. Where can I get a sari? Go.
I don't know if you can anywhere.
Don't think you can.
I know in Detroit there's a ton.
Can we pause? Do you not like Taylor Swift?
What? Where did that come from?
Because you said Megan didn't have any friends that like Taylor Swift. You're friends with Megan. Do you not like Taylor Swift?
I do like Taylor Swift.
I think Megan means like friends that she doesn't work with.
Oh. I don't know why
that was weird.
Yeah.
That was super weird.
Yeah. No. What was going to happen if I didn't like Taylor Swift?
I was going to start a fight with you.
I mean, I'm not obsessed with her.
So we would have to go to Detroit to get a sari, is what you're saying.
Maybe. Or
Where
online.
Could you give us a couple of
Are they comfortable?
No. I mean, not really, to be honest.
That's fine. I'll just have more champagne.
They're really small, like, blouse thing that you have to wear. And then they are it's just a huge piece of fabric that you wrap around you. So you have to.
I feel like that sounds comfortable.
It does, but you have to.
Can I wear, like, flannel pants underneath, like, pajama pants underneath it? And you can't even tell. Right?
Is that a thing?
You can try.
Do Indian women do that?
I mean, I'm not going to happen, but I normally wear
underwear. She's so nice. Instead of saying, no, Jackie, they don't. I've never seen it, but they very well might.
She's not going to tell you.
You wear like a slip, like an old, remember when your mom used to put slips on you when you were a kid?
Yeah, when I was really little.
Yep.
Now I don't even wear underwear.
Totally wearing fuzzy pajamas.
For my bridal shower, I had this white dress on. My mom goes, oh, you don't have a slip under that? I'm like,
who wears a slip?
Where do you even buy those things from?
Yeah, I don't even know if people still buy slips, do they? I think you can at like JCPenney.
Do you put a slip on Greenlee?
No, she's a baby.
When she's like older, you might though. If she has a see-through dress.
If you can see her undies through it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I hate the word panties.
I hate that word too.
I hate it. Like, I can't believe I just said it.
Yeah, it's really gross.
It grossed me out.
It really grossed me out. So I guess I don't have to find a dress for the wedding because I'm getting a sari.
Are you really?
You want to go to Detroit this weekend?
Kinda. If you're going to really get a sari...
Will I be the only one wearing a sari?
That's not Indian?
Yeah. Aside from the bridesmaids.
Probably, besides my stepmom.
Do you have a lot of people coming in from India?
Yes. Six people, I think, are coming from India, but everyone's flying from everywhere. I have family in Seattle, Texas, Baltimore, New York, everywhere.
How many people are going to be at this wedding? I don't think I'm prepared.
240,
oh,
I think. So
terrible.
It's not terrible. Jackie's was bigger.
Not a lot bigger. I think I had 300. Or I think showed up was 285 or something. Because like people like just no-showed. Showed.
I feel like that's what Rich was telling me yesterday. Like, because I'm still having people who have not RSVP'd,
even though
the date was the 21st.
It's the most annoying thing in the world.
I'm blowing them up, like up their phones, being like, hey, listen,
just tell me
no
if you want to.
Right.
I'm going
to
put you down as no, but then I can't do that because then if they show up, there's nowhere for them to sit.
Right. And then you're like, I don't care if you can't. I just want to know because I need to know.
Yeah, you can tell me no.
Why the hell aren't you coming?
So did you have people come that, like, did you have people RSVP that didn't come?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have people come that didn't RSVP?
No, that didn't happen.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But people did show up. People did RSVP, yes, and just not show up.
Did anyone show up that wasn't invited in general?
No.
But people tried to.
Okay, I have a funny story. So Jim has his uncle. So, okay, backing up totally. Jim has kind of a eclectic family. I don't know very many of them. To this day, I've only met like 3 people in his family.
Really?
And yeah, long story. But his one uncle lives on the land, I guess you'd say. I don't know how else to describe it. And he had not seen him. His name's Uncle Bob, or AKA Uncle Wet Spot, because he used to pee his pants all the time.
That's disgusting.
What?
Because he would drink too much.
You didn't tell me that part.
I'm getting to this.
Me and Uncle Bob have that in common.
So Uncle Wet Spot, he had not seen him in like 8 years at least. And he said, Uncle Bob's coming to the wedding. I have to invite him. He's my mom's brother. He probably won't RSVP. You know, he probably won't come, but we got to invite him. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is. Sure. He goes, well, just know we call him Wet Spot. And I'm like, oh, God.
Okay. That's so
gross. We invited Wet Spot and his and his wife, who he had married, got divorced from, and then was remarrying or something. Some crazy stuff. So they show up to the wedding in jeans and, like, 1980s bomber jackets. Like, windbreaker kind.
That's so cool.
And I have no idea who they are, other than they look just like the Blankenship. They have that really thin face with the high cheekbones. And I'm like, okay, they're related to Jim. They just look like them. And they have disposable cameras, like 6 of them, on, like, a fanny pack. And they took him out. The whole ceremony. And then, when the ceremony was done,
I'm horrified.
Everyone left to go to the reception, and we're taking our photos in the church. And Uncle Wet Spot stood behind the photographer with a disposable camera. Like, winding the damn disposable camera.
I'm so embarrassed.
For like an hour. And he'd hug me, and his wife was crying. I never met these people.
But they were crying?
Oh, they were bawling.
Why?
They were so happy for us. They don't even know us.
It's really weird.
Have you talked to Uncle Wet Spot since?
Never seen him since. I've never seen a damn. I'm dying to see the photos Wet Spot took.
Oh, they're hanging up in their living room.
What do you think he did with them? He has a photo album that he busts out.
Oh, my God. Speaking of what did we do with photos, this is so totally random. When I worked at a different radio station across town, I was in a pageant. And I got the photos back, and they were mailed to me because this is like 2009. Digital photos were in, but they still, if you ordered a photo package, you got them printed and sent to you. Mm-hmm. They were sent to me at my apartment, and I had just been moving. So they were in, like, this bag I had, and somehow they ended up in my desk. Now, they were pageant photos, so a bunch of photos of me in a swimsuit, right?
Yeah.
One day, I went to my desk, and I was going to go pack up. I'm like, oh, I'll take these photos back. Every swimsuit photo was gone.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's only, so creepy.
Only the evening gown photos were left.
Where were they?
I don't
know. You still don't know?
I still don't know.
Oh, my God. Uncle's wet spot got them.
I know.
My armpits are really sweaty.
It has nothing to do with Uncle Wet Spot, and I'm like, just remembered it, and I had to tell you. I don't know who took them. I have my reason. I have people I think might have taken them.
That's horrifying.
Based on their personality, but I don't have any evidence.
That's really awful.
I know.
Oh, I'm really sad.
We don't even know what to say.
So someone has swimsuit photos of a 24-year-old Jackie Greene.
It's really weird. Ooh.
On stage, so it's not, like, creepy.
Can you tell the story about, you can bleep this out if you need to, about people, like, inviting themselves to your wedding?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell this story. Oh, my gosh. I forgot. See, I should have you keep track of my thoughts, because I'd have way better podcasts.
I keep track of them better than you do.
So this is how we started talking about weddings. Is I told her, I had this awkward run-in where this girl who was in my sorority, who's a nice girl, I liked her a lot, but like we never talked after college. Like I never spoke to her. Hung out with her for like 6 months in college. That was it. I saw her at a bar, and she goes, oh my God, am I invited to your wedding?
Oh God.
Am I going? I want to go so bad. Am I going?
So like, I want to go so plan. Bad.
I want to know fucking plan. Like, am I invited? And I'm like this. And I just didn't answer. I kept saying, I haven't made a list yet.
Who but says I want to go so bad?
Everyone around me was going to the wedding, and I'd already gotten the invites because the wedding was in 2 months. And the girl next to me, who also went to college with me, was not invited. And she said, that was so rude. I can't believe she said that. I'm like, yeah. And then I don't know why I said, you're invited, though. but she wasn't invited.
So you just had to awkwardly send her one.
No, I didn't even send her one.
She never sent her one or talked to her again.
So she never came.
No, I never invited her. I just said that because I felt uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
I was drunk. I leaned over and I go, you're invited though. Just not that girl. And then it was like awkward.
I feel like I would just say, I'm having a very small wedding.
Thomas Spielmaker did when he worked here. Yeah. He like told everyone he was having a really small wedding.
He invited me to his reception and I didn't go.
But he didn't have a super small wedding. It was also his second marriage, which was fine, but he did not have a small wedding at all. But you just told everyone that. But it worked for him because people believed him. I went and there was at least 150 people there. And it was a beautiful...
That's kind of small.
I guess not. When I think of a second marriage, I think of small as like 40 or 50.
Because I can't even think of 40 or 50 people. Yeah, that's small.
So the girl that I said you're invited to...
I hate the little motion you do when you say you're invited. I wish you guys could see it
to her
because she's like finger gunning at her and shrugging her shoulders. And it's so awkward to watch Jackie do it. Like, I feel really uncomfortable every time. She does it every time, too. You're invited.
I'm going to pee my pants. I might need to pause. I think I'm going to pee my pants.
Okay, we can do this. We can do this.
Okay, hold on. So, my story... about the girl. I met a guy through her who she was dating in college. He was like on the hockey team. Nice guy, but whatever. Kind of a party guy, whatever, whatever. I've not talked to him since then either. That was 2009. So he messages me on Instagram the other day, this guy. And he says, hi, hope you're well. So I'm a financial advisor, so, you know, I gotta do this. If you need any financial advising or whatever, you know, here's my number. I can call. We can chat. A, no, you don't have to do this. B, you're contacting me on Instagram.
Yeah, that's C, weird.
I went to his profile. In all his photos, he's like wasted. And he's like, who else did you invite on Instagram?
That would be like me trying to get a client through Instagram.
Right. Yes. Who else did you message on Instagram with a profile like that? I had to pull up his profile. You guys are going to die. Like, what? Why did you think that was
a good idea? Who even messages on Instagram?
I mean, we share
bar clothes, but that's about it.
We message each other like posts, but we don't like chat on Instagram.
I've never chatted with anyone on Instagram.
No, I don't think I have either.
God dang it. I got to find this.
Oh, my eyes are so watery still. Jackie finger gutting is going to be the best memory of any podcast I've ever done.
There it is. Beast. I can't say his name. Best on air, he wrote.
Best on air?
Yeah, best of luck on air.
Oh, best of luck.
Let me see if I can find a good photo. Oh, here's an example of one of his classic Instagram posts.
What? Why are shorts so short?
I don't know, but like these are the things on his Instagram, and I'm like,
does he think that's marketing himself?
Instagram
well?
Is normal, like just normal Instagram stuff. But it's just funny when you scroll through and you're like, who's gonna hire you for financial advising? Like,
why would I hire you? Yeah,
let's hire this guy.
Oh,
this is the kind of stuff he has on Instagram, and he's like, hey, thought I'd message you. Gotta do it. It's the business I'm in, it says.
That's super weird.
I didn't even write back.
I mean, I think that's why they make LinkedIn.
Right. That's better for that situation. So I realize you might not be able to talk about this very much because your wedding is coming up, and obviously people listen to this podcast. But in relation to Jackie's finger gun story, do you have any instances of people trying to invite themselves to your wedding that you want to talk about?
I hope it's not me.
I hope you didn't finger gun at them.
I could send you to some people that you could finger gun at if you want.
But you're not invited. You.
Not you this time.
Not you. You're invited. Jim was like, I didn't know we invited her. And I said, we didn't.
Like, instantly panics. So stupid.
I mean, I've had a few people have referenced when their invitation was coming.
And what do you say?
I just get really awkward, just like Jackie did. I mean, I didn't bust out the finger pointing, but I was just like, I don't know.
Question. Will you get drunk on your wedding?
I mean, I'll have some cocktails, but I don't really want to get drunk because I don't remember a lot of things when I get drunk.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't want to get drunk either.
You'd like black out. I've never blacked out.
I mean, I guess,
we talked last week, that one story. That was borderline blackout, but that's the closest I've ever been.
It depends how much I drink and what I drink. I think now that I'm finally old enough to know what I should be drinking, I understand, I can't, there's certain things I just can't drink. Like, I cannot drink whiskey. I turn into a psychopath. So.
Like, my sister, she only drank soda at her wedding. She had a little champagne, but that was it.
I feel like that's what I would do, too.
Because she gets drunk really easy.
Me too.
Really easy, and she was like, not worth it. I'll get tired. It won't be worth it.
And I just want to be sober for my one awesome day.
What is that noise?
The drills.
Oh, they're renovating our office right now, and they're probably making their way up to the fourth floor now because they've been on.
What am I
going to
do when they tear down the studio?
I really don't know.
Cool.
Wait, what were we just talking about?
Okay, getting drunk at your wedding. So I was like, I'm drinking at my wedding.
I know a girl who puked at the end of her own wedding.
No. Oh, I know a girl puked at the end of her wedding, too.
All right.
I don't like that.
I don't want to be puking in my wedding dress.
No.
I mean, I think I'll just, catch a little buzz and...
That's exactly what I would
say. See where the night takes you.
I've gotten advice from so many people who are like, just always have a drink in your hand and like take a few sips out of it because otherwise people bring you drinks constantly.
Oh,
and like you're not really paying attention to what's water and how many you've had because there's so much going on. So you just are like, oh, okay. And then you drink it. And then before you know it,
so you don't
are
plan
two
on
sheets to the wind.
Drunk.
Not drunk, but I don't plan on being able to like use a vehicle or drive or anything. Like, I don't want to be... I like to get a nice, good buzz. A little tipsy.
your fiance and I have a mutual friend. He's also a stand-up comic from my hometown. And I have not seen him in years, but we were really close friends at one point in time. And I was like, I hope he's going to the wedding. But I feel like if I say his name, and he doesn't listen.
Just say it.
Mike Bird.
He is coming.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Michael Bird. I can't wait.
I've known
Mike Bird for a really long time.
He went to Adam's bachelor party.
I saw pictures, and I thought, he knows Adam?
Yep. He will be there.
This is exciting. So Mike went to the high school across town from my high school, and I dated his buddy on the baseball team. And then we stayed friends for a while after that. After that relationship ended. Then he lived with a guy I dated after that in the dorms in college. That ended terribly, too.
I think he lives in Chicago now. But, okay. Yeah, he's coming. Super nice guy.
Did you get drunk
at your wedding?
Yeah, I got hammered.
Oh, like annihilated?
No, I wasn't, like, throwing up or anything crazy, but I was drunk.
But you remember everything.
Yeah, I only drank beer.
If I only drank beer, I'd be okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just want to leave before everyone else
Can
does.
Kelsey and I get annihilated at your wedding?
You better. I won't be messy, but I'm planning on drinking. Like sloppy. I'm not going to throw up.
No.
But I plan on drinking.
No one's going to poop their pants.
We have a...
No one's pooping their pants tonight.
I'm not making
we
that
do
promise.
Look how red that guy's face is.
I'm not making...
Sorry, Crime Watch is on in the background. And this guy's face is the reddest face I've ever seen in my life.
I am not making a no pooping my pants promise right now.
What?
Just in case. You never know.
You can't make... You should be able
my
to
My family's going
to
be like, who is that girl who wants to be an Indian who shit herself on the dance floor?
Who wants to be an Indian who shit herself?
You're just going
to
see poop running down my leg.
Wait.
That's so gross.
Who there is in
a,
your
it is a tent that you have to go inside for the bathroom, so just keep that in mind.
Who in your life do you think is going to just get hammered and have to leave?
Yeah, who do you think is going to throw up?
Throw up? Oh.
Or just
get,
be crazy.
Get sloppy. Get way too drunk.
Mike Bird probably is one. We have a couple groomsmen and bridesmaids who would get... I don't know if my bridesmaids will. I think they'll get drunk at the end of the night. But
yeah,
my brother will probably be pretty tore up.
Pretty tore up.
Are you worried about the best man speech or the bridesmaid speech?
No. My maid of honor is the best and she wrote...
Did you give her a time limit?
No. But she... I think she said it's like 3 minutes.
That's so long.
That is pretty long.
3 minutes?
You don't realize how that
how
doesn't
long
sound
it is.
Long. When you say 3 minutes out loud, it sounds like a short amount of time. But working in radio, you know, talking for 3 minutes is a very long time.
I don't think I've ever done a break that long.
No.
No.
Well,
I can barely do two.
Well, maybe it's two.
Nothing's worse than when you're at a wedding and the maid of honor is rambling on and you can tell they're so uncomfortable. And they're
dude.
Like, ah, blah, 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 and you're like.
No, she's a really good writer, so I'm not worried about hers being crappy at all.
No, I did that. I was the maid of honor at a wedding and I didn't remember to write a speech until the reception started.
I did that
and she said,
weddings.
We're starting the speeches now. Are you ready?
No.
And I said, oh.
Sure.
Yeah, she wrote hers like
I'll make myself
ago,
ready.
So.
I cried a lot, so I like I was happy for her.
Were you actually happy for her?
I was actually
or was it
happy.
You were just like so
I
uncomfortable.
I was actually happy for her, but I was also very uncomfortable and nervous because I forgot to write the speech.
Well, you know,
let's just be honest. If you're listening
you
to this, I'm really sorry. I didn't finger gun you, so
you know, you're
at least
invited.
You were there.
Wait, do you have a maid of honor that didn't show up?
No, at least you got to be there.
You were invited.
Oh.
Oh my God. Did you not see the finger gun?
I got it.
Thank you so much for joining us talking about wedding stuff.
Thanks,
we're excited
guys.
For your wedding. We'll recap her wedding in a few weeks after we go to it and party.
You will. I won't be here because this is my last podcast.
No, we're still bringing you on. It just won't be. You just won't be in the same capacity, but I still want to bring you on.
We'll see.
Why? She's coming. Okay, folks, don't listen to my dramatic friend, Kelsey. She'll be back on. We love
way
you.
Less dramatic than you.
Go online, rate the show on iTunes, The Gray and Green Show. Find us on Twitter, on Facebook. You can now find Kelsey on Facebook after multiple listeners told me they wanted to find her on Facebook. She went through and made a page. It's called Weekends with Kelsey.
Yes.
Find it, rate it, and I'm finger gunning y'all. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.